A commission looking into New Jersey's gun laws thinks the state should clarify its rules on firearms and be more efficient in issuing permits. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the findings may cause trouble for Governor Chris Christie as he campaigns for president.
Here's the main idea behind the recommendations. The process of obtaining a gun permit in New Jersey is confusing and slow because local governments aren't clear on the rules. That includes the justifiable need requirement an applicant has to meet to get a carry permit. The commission suggests clarifying those rules so every New Jerseyan knows exactly what it takes to get a gun permit. But Alexander Rubian with the New Jersey Second Amendment Society thinks it will bog down the process.
People know Governor Christie as a man that stood up to the unions and fought for pension reform, shut down Trenton. And the mere fact that he's not doing the same for us for the Second Amendment just goes to show that he doesn't really care about the issue.
Reactions like that will not help Christie as he campaigns to be the Republican nominee for president. Montclair University political science professor Bridget Harrison says the news comes at an inconvenient moment for Christie, who's been spending a lot of time courting New Hampshire voters.
New Hampshireans love their guns, and they tend to be, particularly within the GOP caucus, they tend to be really anti-gun control laws. So this is something that could be used against him by his opponents.
Despite the possible political fallout, the recommendations may not make a huge splash in the Garden State. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler says clearing up the state's gun laws may leave things pretty much the same.
It seems like this is more of an effort to try to clarify what the standard is rather than greatly expand or greatly diminish the number of permit holders.
The state attorney general now has the task of implementing these recommendations. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.